coming late.
The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing in Acts chapter 4, and we invite you to turn over there if you can and join us as we open the Scripture and consider His Word today. We're going to be in Acts chapter 4. We're going to begin reading at about verse 12 or so, so we'd love to have you join us if you can. I want to remind you very quickly about our little prayer journals. We send out so many of these, and we'd love to get one into your hands as well, because we believe that as people get them, they're using them, and they're praying. They're praying for us, and oh, how we need you to pray for us. Pray for our ministry here at the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation is where this broadcast is being produced today. So we appreciate you praying for us. But the prayer journals, let's get back to that. We talk about these every week. We'd love for you to have one. They're absolutely free. They're a gift from this ministry. We don't charge for them. We don't beg you for money. We're not going to flood your email box or your mailbox full of letters asking for money. You just simply request a prayer journal, and we'll get one back to you as quick as we can. Now, we're going to be away for a week or two, so be patient with us. We'll get it to you as quick as we can. There's three ways you can get the prayer journals. One way is through the website, considerhisword.org. And by the way, the message today is part of a message we started last week, so you can go back and hear all of those messages at the website, considerhisword.org. Secondly, you can just email me directly, and more people are using the email at considerhisword@gmail.com. Give that to you again. considerhisword@gmail.com. Or you can just simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. We've been talking about how Jesus is the only. We began in Acts chapter 4, and I want to go back to that. And I'm not going to go through all of the introductory stuff that I have for the last few weeks, but just go down to the primary scripture that we're looking at. And this was when Peter and John had been arrested because they had healed a lame man. You know, one of the things that they were concerned about was their preaching and the fact that they were preaching the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. It's always interesting to me that when you read the sermons of the book of Acts, that it's the resurrection that they're always preaching. You know, I would imagine, it seems to me, that these disciples that had followed Jesus, like John and Peter, Philip and others, that when they had followed Jesus around, that, boy, wouldn't they have some great stories to tell. Maybe to tell about feeding 5,000, or Peter about walking on water, and all of those things. But all of those things seemed to pale when they preached about Jesus, because they would preach about the resurrection. And that's why I had the religious leaders of the day all stirred up. And so because of the preaching of the resurrection, and because they had healed this lame man, they had brought them in, put them in jail, brought them the next day before the council, and they asked them and said, by what power or by what authority have you done these things? And Peter told them, it says, Peter and John, I'm reading now Acts chapter 4 and verse 19, Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken to you more than unto God, judge ye. But we cannot speak the things but which we have seen and heard." What they had seen and heard was what Jesus had done for them, how that he had died on the cross, gave his life there, and then risen from the dead. And it, they told them, again, in no uncertain terms, they said that it was this Jesus, I'm going back to verse 10, "Be it known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand before you whole." And I'm going to skip a verse and go down to verse 12. "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved." And so Jesus is the only name under which we can be saved. No other name is going to help you. Don't worry about calling on some saint or Mary or Joseph or some pope or anyone else. Only the name of Jesus is going to be the one that can save your soul. He is the only name. We also took a look at John chapter 10, where there Jesus said, "I am the door. If any man enter in by the door, he will be saved." Jesus is the only door by which you can be saved. There's no back door. There's no side door. There's no other way except through him. Only through him is that door available. We're going to talk about this more later, but he said in John 14, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." He is the only door. But let me give you another one. We're going to go over to 1 Timothy today, chapter 2 and verse 5, because this is important. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. Paul was writing to Timothy, a young preacher, and he said to them this, "There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." He says there is one God, one mediator. And what do we mean by one mediator? A mediator is one who stands between, who, you know, sometimes when people are in a disagreement, they'll get a mediator, a go-between, to try to settle whatever differences there is. But between us and God, there is only one mediator. You know, sometimes I would make my sister the mediator. Sometimes we'd want to go maybe down to this little store where we could go and get candy and things like that. And I didn't want to ask. And I'd tell my sister, "Go ask if we can go to the store." And she would be the mediator. She would be the go-between. Well, here Paul is telling Timothy that Jesus is the only mediator, the only one between us and God. Do you realize how many people believe and how many people feel like they cannot pray themselves? That if they want prayer, if they want God to answer prayer or hear prayer, they have to go find a priest or they have to go find a preacher and get that preacher to pray for them. No, Jesus is the mediator. He's the go-between, not your priest, not your preacher, not a minister, not a counselor. You can pray yourself. You don't have to pray to some saint or Mary or Joseph or anybody else, not even angels, not even grandma. He is the mediator. Jesus is the one. In fact, the Bible called him our high priest. We look over at Hebrews in chapter 9. And beginning in verse 8, and he talks about this. Let me read this. Hebrews 9:8, "The Holy Ghost signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present in which we offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience. which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of the Reformation. But Christ, being come as a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. You see, it's only through Jesus. Now he goes on and says, for the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of heifer, sprinkling of the unclean, sanctified the purifying of the flesh. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purged your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. For this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. All of this to say that Jesus is the mediator. He is the only mediator between us and God. You don't have to go through, it's not necessary to go through, anyone or anything else. Simply go to Jesus. That's it. He is the only mediator. And then finally, from John 14, he is the only way. He is the only name. He is the only door. He is the only mediator. He is the only way. There are not other ways. In fact, you know, I hear it again. I hear it all the time, that there are many roads that lead to heaven. There are not. There are not many paths to God. There's only one way. Jesus said it himself. John 14, Jesus said, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there may you be also. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, listen to this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. He is the only way. There is no other way to God. Empty rituals, going through the motions of religion, will not get you there. Repeating prayers over and over and over and over and over will not get you there. Simply obeying the golden rule will not get you there. Religion won't get you to heaven. I'm afraid that for many, religion's going to send them straight to hell. Being a good person will not get you there. Being nice to animals and little children is not going to get you there. Only Jesus, and only by putting your faith in him. He said in John 6:37, to him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. You see, he's the only way. He's the only door. If you're going to make it to heaven, you've got to trust Christ as your Savior. And I hope if you've not done that, you'll trust him today. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
This powerful emotion
lifts me up above the plain. It's taking me to places.